Coquitlam is set to host a series of events and hopes to create a buzz about protecting pollinators in an effort to keep local flowers and gardens in bloom. In a news release, the city says it's continuing an ongoing focus on pollinators like bees, hummingbirds, butterflies and moths, and what residents can do to keep them active for the sake of plant life. Crops need pollen as part of their life cycle, says Coquitlam Parks Operations Manager Wendy Widurick. These important creatures are once again at the heart of the city's Coquitlam in Bloom, CIB, campaign, with fun and educational activities that both promote pollinators and bring the community together, she adds, while encouraging residents to get outdoors before summer is over. Some of those activities include the following: family pop-ups with fun activities, games, swag and projects to support pollinators such as seed giveaways, planting sessions and pollinator-themed fence panel painting Thursdays, 3 to 7 p.m. August 26 equals Berquitlam Pop-Up Park September 9 equals City Center Pop-Up Park September 23 equals Austin Heights Pop-Up Park September 30 equals City Center Pop-Up Park Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m. September 11 equals Victoria Park September 18 equals Blue Mountain Pioneer Park September 25 equals Dawes Park pollinator-themed selfie stations along with signs with fun pollinator facts can be found in the Inspiration Garden at Town Center Park and other gardens at Coquitlam Parks. Individuals, families or groups may volunteer to help maintain a pollinator hotel at a local park through the Adopt a Pollinator Hotel program as well. The 2021 Coquitlam in Bloom program slate is as follows. Hope is growing, plant yellow flowers, vegetables and other plants in your home's garden or planters to recognize the International Color of Hope. Then register at www.hopeisgrowing.ca and share photos of your garden on social media with the hashtag #hopeisgrowing and hashtag Coquitlam for a chance to win prizes and earn recognition for your hometown. The city is also planting its own yellow hope gardens with the help of staff and volunteers. Coquitlam Munch. Visit Austin Heights to enjoy and take home samples from the edible flower, herb and vegetable planters maintained by area businesses. Volunteer. Support local not-for-profit organizations that are struggling through the pandemic by volunteering your time and talents. Through its community support and recovery program, the city has set up a community volunteer support hub to connect volunteers with groups needing help. Coquitlam Spirit. Check out this free online library of ideas and resources to stay active, healthy, and connected.